Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapod. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing and you find yourself coming around often, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. By supporting us, this house helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativa podcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. Hope you guys are having a very good one. Coming to you as always from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. So right now I'm going to read this story. If you happen to be in Pennsylvania or you happen to live there, and you want to attend a protest to make known your sort of discontent with the medical marijuana system, Lee Valley Normal is going to be holding a monthly protest at the Department of Health, at the PA Department of Health headquarters on Forster Street, titled "Patients First: Fixing Medical Marijuana in Pennsylvania," and it will commence on tomorrow, November 13th, 2019, from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So let me read this article from Normal. So, Pennsylvania medical marijuana patients protest for better protections, lower prices, from Jeff Wrighty, Executive Director of Lee Valley Normal. Lee Valley Normal and medical cannabis patients from across Pennsylvania will hold the second in a series of monthly protests at the Department of Health, PADOH, headquarters on Forster Street. Patients First, will be titled "Patients First: Fixing Medical Marijuana in Pennsylvania," will commence on Wednesday, November 13, 2019, from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. These events offer a voice to the large number of registered medical marijuana patients who are deeply dissatisfied with the current program. Key concerns include expensive prices, product shortages and quality, and few legal protections, and the daily threat of a DUI charge. Their first rally on October 23rd saw a groundswell of support from the patient community and garnered significant media attention. The November 13 protest focuses on the struggles within Pennsylvania's very restrictive medical marijuana program. While boasting an enrollment of around 200,000 patients, those registered continue to suffer under the extended growing pains of a stunted program. Employers and law enforcement are playing catch up to the new laws. Patients have lost jobs and needless DUI charges. Meanwhile, those who hold the lucrative cultivation, processing, and dispensary licenses are finding new ways to profit, primarily by selling to out-of-state investors. Patients are stuck paying some of the most expensive cannabis product prices in the country. Average out-of-pocket expenses of over $1,000 per month with no relief from insurance. These protests will highlight the program's shortcomings and offer sensible solutions directly from the patient community. A patient's bill of rights for the medical cannabis for medical cannabis will be offered to legislators as a proposed resolution. Lee Valley Normal Executive Director Jeff Wrighty said, quote, these protests were organized in response to the ongoing cries from registered patients. We fought to win this medical cannabis program in Pennsylvania, and we will continue to support it. Now, we believe that the needs of our patients are being overlooked in favor of business enterprises. It is time for our regulators and legislators to listen to our seriously ill residents once again. According to the longtime Normal organizer, Chris Goldstein, quote, it is time for the Department of Health to begin actively evolving this program. Prices need to come down significantly for working patients and those living on a fixed income. Healthcare only works when people can afford it. Truer words can't be spoken. The next event will be held December 18th and will include a protest at the Capitol, along with a rally and brief press conference inside the Capitol Rotunda. Patients will engage in citizen lobbying efforts throughout the day. End of article. Again, if you live in Pennsylvania, write to your DOH, write to your politicians and make it known that you want a program that's tenable, that's affordable, that offers the preparations you need, and that offers it at the price that you want with locations all throughout your neighborhood, so you're not having to drive long distances. So again, these politicians work for us and not the other way around. So it's up to us to write to our politicians and let them know that we want a program that's responsive to the patients and to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania and of our individual states and regions. You know, we can't get this done without making our advocacy known and getting out there and getting on the streets and protesting or writing to our congresspeople or writing to these regulatory bodies, because we're working adults. We're people that just happen to use this as a medicine, and we should not be unfairly treated because we do this. And again, we have to make it known that they need to be responsive to our needs, and it's not the other way around. We don't have to carry and we don't have to cater to the whims of our reefer madness politicians, because they work for us. We elect them. They get money from our paychecks to do their jobs. So they have to do what we want them to do. And we have to continue being that drum. And I hope you guys got a lot out of this, and peace out. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are a few ways that you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting and equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can also support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. If you are feeling extra generous, we have $5 and above tiers. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at the phone number 617-466-9389. That is 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. If you are in need of some good CBD products, you can also check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp products. You can check them out by checking out this link, www.bit.ly/33fkr. V9. And you can try the following coupon codes: Dog Treat 20, Tincture 20, 40% sign off ISO, and 15% sign off CBD. And you can use those codes to get a discount on various CBD products on their website. And if you are looking to get inexpensive CBD flower delivered to your door quickly and cheaply in New England, check out bostonhempire.com, where you can get frequent sales on CBD flower and other products such as tinctures and edibles as well too. Boston Hempire will get you cheap CBD flower delivered to your door in New England and the rest of the United States for a very, very good price. And I highly recommend their products too. Feel free to enter the URL https://shop.bostonhempire.com/?REF=DScotland. Peace out and ciao.